Lesson 2C, Exercise 5. Now, you've probably seen the Johnny Depp film, Donnie Brasco, about an FBI agent who infiltrated the mafia. But did you know it was a true story? With me in the studio today is investigative journalist Beth Chambers, who has written a biography of his life. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Thanks.
Tell us a bit about the real Donnie Brasco.
Well, his real name was Joe Pistone. Pistone grew up in a Sicilian family in New Jersey. He worked as a schoolteacher before joining the FBI in 1969. At the time, FBI agents usually used tip-offs to investigate crimes.
They didn't go incognito?
No, because it was too dangerous. But Pistone realised that sometimes you have to get close to criminals to catch them. In his first undercover operation, Pistone became a truck driver for a criminal gang, and he uncovered enough information to arrest over 30 people. In September 1976, Pistone went incognito again. He pretended to be a thief who sold stolen jewels and other goods. He carefully created a false life history, and the FBI destroyed all their records about him.
To hide his identity.
That's right. Selling stolen property soon brought him into contact with the New York Mafia. The Mafia is organised into groups called families, which are joined together by family ties, friendship and loyalty. Pistone began to work with two members of the Bonanno family, one of New York's most important Mafia families. Through them, Pistone met a more important family member, Benjamin Ruggiero. Ruggiero worked with Pistone for 6 years. They were close, and Ruggiero trusted him completely. He taught Pistone a lot about the ways of the Mafia. Without knowing it, Ruggiero gave Pistone and the FBI plenty of information. Pistone took terrible risks to dig around and find out about the Mafia.
And nobody suspected his real identity?
No. He certainly looked the part of a Mafia man. He spoke fluent Italian with New York slang. He carried a gun, wore nice clothes and drove an expensive car.
How long did this go on?
6 years. Then the Bonanno family asked Pistone to kill someone. Of course, Pistone couldn't do that. He was keen to arrange a fake murder, but the FBI stopped the operation. It was too dangerous, they said, and anyway, they now had enough information to arrest people. So, in 1981, Pistone suddenly disappeared. Then the FBI began arresting members of several Mafia families.
Some people have questioned the ethics of officers working with criminals for so many years.
Absolutely. But you can't argue with the results. 120 dangerous criminals went to prison for life because of Pistone's work. Their trials were in the papers, and New Yorkers heard chilling revelations about how the Mafia operated in their city. They also heard about the scandal of public officials receiving payments from the Mafia.
Did the Mafia try to protect themselves after Pistone disappeared, or try to get revenge?
Yes, they did. First, they killed the men who had introduced Pistone to the Mafia. Then they tried to kill Ruggiero, but the FBI arrested him first.
And did they go after Pistone?
Yes, but they couldn't find him. More than 40 years after Pistone went undercover, he still hides his identity. And the New York Mafia still has a $30 million price on his head.